But I think y'all need some more convincing. I think y'all need some more convincing. Y'all have not fully gotten it yet. You don't understand what's really happening in your cities. You don't really know when you're not really grasping what's going to happen and how you're going to be displaced. So it's my job, and I have to take this opportunity to educate you because I want y'all to be aware of what's happening over in New York and the rest of the cities, including over in San Diego.
The New York City Council tonight saying no way to Mayor Adams' plan to redefine what is a sanctuary city.
The mayor has carried the political weight of battling a migrant crisis in New York City for nearly 2 years. But now, billions of dollars later, and assaults on cops as well, the mayor's more than wearied about its impact on New York.
So what now? Eyewitness News reporter Darla Miles live in Lower Manhattan outside City Hall. Darla?
Sandra, again, Mayor Adams is taking a look at the city's sanctuary laws to address the migrant crisis. This time, he's focused on crime and public safety and the city's ability to collaborate with ICE to address those issues. But speaking with the city council speaker earlier today, she says it's a non-starter, that jobs is the answer, not jail.
We are not considering laws, changes to laws. These laws have been in effect for decades.
New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams Wednesday standing behind the city's sanctuary laws, saying they were enacted.
Hold on, let me back up for a minute. I'm always looking for context clues, so I got two questions as we go through this. Number one, I'm wondering if this woman is at some point going to come from Eric Adams' job. Because whenever I see a city council person start to stand at the podium and start to talk in order, you know, to do it in front of a news conference, I'm always wondering what the intentions are. That's number one. Number two, who is this woman on her right, on the right hand side or her left hand side, but on the right hand side of the screen? Who is this woman? Ghost of Christmas Past. Who are these random people that be on the screen? It is crazy out here in these streets. Yeah, Detroit is pretty awesome right now, Robert Butler. I'm sorry. You probably should get familiar.
Adrian Adams Wednesday standing behind the city's sanctuary laws, saying they were enacted for a reason, to protect innocent immigrants who historically have felt threatened because of their status.
If the council were to change things, it would impact more people, I believe, negatively than a small fraction of what we are looking at right now.
In recent weeks, a small fraction of migrants arrested for high-profile violent crimes. Mayor Adams yesterday saying these incidents should be reported to ICE, but the city can't under the long-standing sanctuary laws.
We can't have the small number of migrants and asylum.
It's not a small number, sir.
Seekers that have identified that they're going to be dangerous, hide under the law, that there's nothing you can do about it because you cannot tell ICE.
Speaker Adams saying collaborating with ICE is not the answer.
People are penned up in HERCs, in other places, in respite centers, whatever we want to call them, these places with different policies, with nothing to do. For me, it's going to be the work status.
You like that, Sharon or Sharon?
Party leader Joe Borelli siding with Mayor Adams.
We are introducing a bill, a total repeal of the 2011, 2014, 2017 sanctuary city laws. I don't anticipate much support from the other side, unfortunately. They should come back with their own new version of the city's sanctuary city and noncompliance with ICE rules that allows the mayor to properly get people out of here who are committing violent and repeated crimes.
Why would they want to? And I'm no Eric Adams fan. But why would they not want to get rid of the people that's actually not supposed to be here and or place emphasis on the ones that's doing all of the violent crime? You can't beat up a police officer because it doesn't even show support for your own police force. How can they have confidence in being able to do their job when you don't have any confidence in them? If you have some of the worst amongst you and you can't even call ICE to deport them, what kind of nonsense is that?
As for Governor Hochul,
this is a city rule. City council are the ones that he has to work with. I'm going to continue defending and working under the state law.
And I don't like that woman either. But let me flip this for a second and give you an update, because Eric Adams actually gave an interview and he was giving his thoughts on what was going on with the migrant crisis and also why they should change the sanctuary status for the city itself. Take a look. Oh, happened? I guess God didn't want me to talk about how bad Eric Adams was not able to read. But on the flip side, San Diego County, which is the basic county that I've been talking about over the last few days, that's basically had a whole lot of migrants coming into it based off of a TikTok location and all of the people was telling you where to go. And then they also started dropping off migrants in the middle of nowhere at bus stops because they was running out of money. They're considering asking Biden to close the borders. All right, before we get into this video, why would I consider asking somebody to do their job? Why would I consider asking somebody to do their job?
Tensions are rising along the southern border as cash-strapped and overwhelmed San Diego County is forced to shut down a temporary migrant center. We've really put a spotlight on this story because that move is now sending thousands of these migrants into the community with major concerns now mounting over how they're vetted. What does that process look like? The $6 million in county funding used to operate the shelter was supposed to last another month, but now local board members are scrambling over next steps to take. Jorge Ventura is live for us in San Diego this morning. Jorge, you have a lot of nervous people living in that area. What are officials hoping for?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. I'm actually at one of the transit centers where later today more migrants will be street released. And as of right now, county officials are debating on whether to ask President Biden to shut down the border here in San Diego in order just to prevent any of these more migrant street releases. And leaders here are feeling the pressure once their local migrant center has forced to close its doors when the county ran out of funds. Now, local supervisor Jim Desmond telling News Nation that since Friday, over 2,000 migrants have been street released into the community. Predominantly, single men have been released by Border Patrol agents, and it was a center of much debate during a border supervisors meeting on Tuesday. And residents are expressing concerns over public safety and what steps the county should take next.
Should have their dignity and their humanity respected, regardless of how they got here or when they got here.
Your government is using your money to arm progressive nonprofit organizations that weaken America and steal resources from Americans who need them.
Here's my question. As we go through this, I had to get another water. Here's my other question, right? They talking about millions of dollars. Yeah, we all just forgot about that dame. And they talking about millions of dollars like we talking about pennies. Millions of dollars. Every day. I wish we had a counter the same way that we have a counter to see what the national debt is continuing to go up every day. They talking about millions of dollars like we just talking about pennies. Like we just throwing away money and it's not really that big of a deal. This is millions of dollars that they're allocating and dedicating to a migrant crisis all across the United States of America. And I'm not just talking about in one space. New York spending hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Chicago, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Boston, Atlanta, San Diego just ran out of $6 million like it wasn't no big deal. $6 million. No, let me say that again. $6 million. Who are the people that's really getting rich from this migrant crisis? Where's all of this money going? 6 million there, 100 million here, 80 million there, just all just baboosh. Because look, they saying it and they be like, oh man, we ran out of $6 million. Who are the people that's getting rich off the migrant crisis? Why are we not asking those questions? Okay, well, where'd you spend the $6 million on? Transportation costs, food. You spent $6 million? Just like that. $100 million? Chicago said they're spending $30 million a month. $30 million a month? $30 million a month? How you spending 30 M's a month? On what? On what? Who are these contractors? We ain't seen not one contractor. Then y'all start asking the real questions and y'all start trying to figure out. See, this is why they say money, real money is quiet. See, you didn't ask why real money is quiet. it's not that they want to be quiet. It's because they want to make sure that they protect the bag. See, if you start seeing a dude that's showing out money, people start asking questions. I remember it was a guy that was at an NBA game all the time, and they started to remember Worldwide West. And Jay-Z rapped about him at one point once he started to become real popular. He used to be a guy, and he used to be at the NBA games or whatever. He's like, who is he? Why is he always courtside? Or why is he always shaking hands with this person and that person, whatever, so on and so forth? Because when you start identifying certain people and you start looking up their background and you realize how they got rich, like, oh, that wasn't kosher. How did he get that contract? Oh, he knew this person, or he was this person's son, or he started this type of company. Man, a lot of these people, they don't be smarter than you. They don't have better business acumen than you. They're not better than you. Listen, some of the people that I've known that have gotten rich, they just was in the right space at the right time, and they knew where to put the money at. They knew who to invest in to ultimately get the right contracts. The government we talk about Microsoft, Apple, NVIDIA, all these companies. The government make more people rich with these government contracts. And I ain't just talking about IT either. With these government contracts, man, listen, billions and billions and billions of dollars has been spent on this migrant crisis. Now, the thing that I'm always trying to figure out is, okay, well, who got the money? Because I ain't got none of it. I know ain't none of y'all got none of it. Is somebody that's watching this, ghost watching this, that got some of it? I know Pookie's friend Ray Ray, he making runs back and forth to the border and stuff. Who are these people? Where's all of these billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars going? They signed contracts, yeah, we're going to give $60 billion over to Ukraine. So how did that work? Was that just like a wire? Did you wire it over? Did the bank charge you a fee for that? Who was the banking agent that you contacted that wired $60 billion? And what bank was it sent in when you sent it to him? I'm just curious. Honestly, I would love to know how this stuff works. I'd be so confused. And I know I'm a C student. I know I'm not room 9, but I'm definitely a C student. I was right there above it. But I'm always trying to figure out, like, what do you mean? So the razor wire companies, they get their cut. It's not going to the wall of the border agents, nurse, staffing company. We started digging into the money for a minute there. Then they was like, we're going to stop reporting on that. Who made the phone call? That's all I'm wondering.
Officials deciding to approve a plan to develop a long-term migrant transfer site and to secure federal funding for it. Supervisors also proposed sending a letter of support for a bipartisan immigration reform bill aimed at addressing border issues. Now, despite the motion's passage, Supervisor Desmond is disappointed in that vote.
This federally funded long-term shelter here is just being complicit with the federal government and the current mess and the fact that they're not upholding the current laws. They're making this mess. I do not want to be complicit in a system, in a symptom of a failed and broken system.
I think that Eric Daniels, you might have said the first thing that I actually 100% agree with you. Eric Daniels says, let me pull this up real quick. Where are you at, Eric? You might have finally made some sense. Finally. Of all of the things that you said, you might have finally caught a break. Where is Eric? I always can spot the profile picture. No, not that part. Not that part, Eric. You says, let me see if I can find it. I don't know if I can. Basically, he said that secretly behind closed doors, neither party really want the migrant crisis to end. This is what he said. He says, behind closed doors, neither side wants to end the migrant issue because everybody getting rich. Because everybody is getting rich. And so, Eric, you know that I don't believe in censoring nobody as long as they remain relatively respectful and it don't get super crazy or disrespectful. So Eric actually says a lot of things that I disagree with, but I think that he's right on this one issue. See, one thing that y'all are going to start to realize is that they seem like they all on opposing sides. The only person that I think really got true enemies is Trump. That's it. I think that Trump really got true enemies, because I don't think that Trump has an alliance with anybody that's in the federal government. But in the real life, they all kick it with each other. They all friends. They all go to each other's bar mitzvahs. They all got rich together. I believe these people are dirty. I genuinely believe that these people are just dirty all across the board. I don't think that any of them truly have our best interests at heart.